Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. How is it, boys? We hope that Gary Alon is back with you after his long trip. And we're holding right after the Maimer of Beis Hillel about Aleihem Amar David Kol HaParsha Kula Da'aloti V'Liyoshia. So we're up to Poshei Yisrael Begufam, one-fifth of the way down the daf. Poshei Yisrael Begufam, U'Poshei Mot HaOlam Begufam. So far we've had the different dinim, Shalosh Kitos L'Yemei Din, and according to our original understanding, Beit Shammai, so we had the Bein Din would be Yordi L'Gehenim and would be Mitzav Tzifim B'Yerim. Beis Hillel argued, and he said that's not the case, and that HaKadosh Baruch was Matak Lapik Hesed, which we're going to see later on exactly how that takes place. But that's why David HaMelech says, Daloisi v'liyoshi, even though I don't have, I'm Dal B'mitzvahs, I don't have Zechuyos, nonetheless, v'liyoshia, and so too, as we read today in the Halal, Haftki Shema Hashem Eskei Lis, even though I'm holding by the end, it looks, I mean, the whole Tehillah talks about how things look really hopeless, but nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shema Eskei Lis, even though I was standing on the edges of Gehenna. You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matzil, Beinoni Megehenna. However, Poshe Yisrael Begufa, which we'll define later on, those who are Poshea with their bodies, and Poshe Umoto Olam Begufam, those goyim who are poshei with their bodies, their yordim legeinom v'nidonim bosh ne'masar chodesh. There they have 12 months of Gehenna, not mitzavtefim v'yelim, to burn out a little bit of junk. But here, li'achar yud beis chodesh gufam chola v'nishmosam nisrefes. After 12 months, there's nothing left of their body, and even their souls are de-souled. Ruach mefazaratam tachas kapris raglei hatzadikim. And the ruach takes them and blows them beneath the feet of the tzaddikim, which should say nasi me'efer, offer, they become offer, tachas kapros shenema, va'asotem rishaim, v'asotem azroshim isui, we use it today for massage, isui. But asotem means to crush, it's interesting, its original usage, indeed, was a sexual usage, and Yekestos Rashi brings the isui of dadei betuleihem. But it's the same as over here, it means to smush them, to crush them, so these rishaim become now smushed, underneath ragli atzadikim kiyuefer tachak kaput raglichim. Aval hamini. Now these are the good people. You see, but at least they get to be efer tachak kaput ragli tzadikim. Which lemais is a schus, because in the tzadikim is being able to walk on that efer. That means the constant awareness of midas hadin in the world and of the value of life and maisim and so on. So over there, there's a schus for them in that itself. But minim and the maisrim and apikursim, where people mevazet amir chachomim, and the koifrim batera, the koifrim betchias amesim, v'shapirshu midarkei tzibur, pirshu midarkei tzibur, the Rambam understands pirshu midarkei tzibur as the pshat that they have no connection to Klal Yisrael, the tzoras, and they just, they walk around in the Rambam v'loshen ke'achad migoyei ha'aretz. They walk, as if they're just going. Rashi doesn't have the gears. He says you should take out the gears of Pirush Midarkei Tzibur. Because what could be a bigger Pirush Midarkei Tzibur than all of the above? That is Pirush Midarkei Tzibur. But the Rambam has no. Someone who's Pirush Midarkei Tzibur could be in the terms of his keeping mitzvahs. He could be a tzaddik gomer. He doesn't have any bad hashkafas and so on. He just has no interest in anything. He's not involved in anything. He walks around as if the fate of the world and the fate of Klal Yisrael is of no interest in him. As long as I have my little piece of the action over here, everything is fine. So, for all intents and purposes, he's a good. So these people, and those that are not nuchitatam, v'yeretz chayim, we'll see what that is, but they went ahead and they spread their fear, which we'll define later, in the land of the living. V'shechatu v'shechatu at Arab. When Yerovam ben Avad, those are responsible for the Sibur Shechatayim. Like Yerovam ben Avad and his friends, those people, they don't get off so easily. They're Yordim l'Gehenem v'nidonim baladari deres. They go to Gehenem forever. Shemr v'yatsu v'ra'u b'figrei anashim ha'poshim bi. And there it says, v'feresh tolatam lo tamut v'isham lo tichbe v'yu deron l'chol basar, that the fire never goes out. Gehenem Hell itself could burn out, but they aren't finished with that. They keep going. Shenemar v'tzuram, tzuram in the sense of their tzura, in other words, their bodies, levalot sha'ol nizvulam. Now they are even bole sha'ol, in other words, they outlast, their hell outlast the sha'ol itself. Some say that this itself is a schus, it means that there's a getter of nitzvah. No, it doesn't mean, in other words, that this is said, Gehenim is kala, but that doesn't mean that they're over.
Rabbi, isn't Gehenim just a temporary stage for a Jew?
Not for meeting and not because. V'kokach lama, why are they in this completely different category? As Moshe Baruch points out, we don't even count them in their shalosh kitas. And they're just considered to be a whole different set. They're not part of the set of L'yom Adin. Why is this? They should push to you the embezvul. Because they were the ones who were machr of the Beis HaMikdash, and as the Gro points out, even if they live today, they continue to be machr of the Beis HaMikdash. If it wouldn't be for this, we would have a Beis HaMikdash. Shenema, because it continues on, Tzuram L'Vavot Shol Mizavulo, because of Zvul. And we know that Zvul is the Beit HaMikdash, and Zvul, El Beit HaMikdash. This is exactly what Chana was referring to when she said, Hashem yechatu merivav. It means he'll keep poking at them, you know, like you do when you stoke the, you push the ashes. He'll be chatu merivav. Omer Yitzchak Bar Ovin. Now, this maimer Rav Yitzchak Bar Ovin clearly does not belong here. Many of them, before she put it in its right place. This belongs earlier when it talks about the on top of the daf. So after burning out the Averis in Gehenim, so says the Ditzubarovin, those Beinonim that were Mesukin in Gehenim, Peneim Domim Lashule Kedera, so they look like a pot that's been on a fire for 2 months, all burnt, all black. And Rava says, yep. Hino Mishafiri Shafir Bene Machuza, those are the pretty boys in LA, I mean in Machuza. And what they call them at that time is they don't call them the best and the brightest. They call them Bnei Gehenim in those days. So it's very interesting. Same language. Shmiri, pretty cool. That's how the Mashash learned. That Mashash learned. And it's those that were Baal HaMashah, those are like the pretty ones. You know? Yeah, they're beautiful people, all right, for help. So they're Bnei Gehenim. So that's a Mira Kenegan Mira, those that were completely Isaac in the Baal HaMashah, and every excellence had to be in terms of Baal HaMashah, those are the ones that are called Bnei Gehenim. And Rav, of course, had this long-standing feud with his community over there in Mahuza, and always managed to get in a little stuff here and there about what Bnei Mahuza was. Oh, my God. Let's get back now to understand some of the things that we just said. Beis Hillel said, Rav Chesed, in the Midas Hashem, means Mate Klape Chesed, which means that by definition, if it's a Beinoni, so then there's a Hataya, it's bent in the direction of Chesed, and they wouldn't go to Ganem, as opposed to Beit Shamashita, that there's a Tzrifa, with Siraftim. The question is, I mean, Beit Shammai brought up a fair shaposuk. It says Leibesi, it's actually Shlishi's Beish, Betzirafu. So the Shlishi is the third kita. Is Bedavka does go to Gehenna. So what does Beis Hillel do with the posuk? Answers the Gemara, no. That posuk is referring to Poshe Yisrael Begufa. And that's the other thing that you said afterwards, that Poshe Yisrael Begufa, that the Yardim Legehenim, when you don't include your Beis Chodesh, and so on. Wait a minute, that can't be. Because you said Poshe Yisrael Begufa, Ha'amet Lestek Takanta. You said that Poshe Yisrael Begufa, that afterwards they become offer underneath the raglets. I mean, here it says Vitziraftim, and that Hu Yikra B'Shmi, that they'll be Yotzi began. And the way you said it, Poshe Yisrael began, and they never get out again. Poshe Yisrael began, they're left as ashes. No, you're mixing it up. There's two levels of Poshe Yisrael Begufa. I was talking, there when we said there was no takana, that was talking about if they have Rov Avinu. Plus, included in those Rov Avinu is Poshe Yisrael Begufa, which we'll see what that means. So over there, Lefu Takanta, that's Rov Avinu. But where you had Mechza Mechza, if there's no problem of Poshe Yisrael Begufa in the Mechza Mechza, I tiny, they don't even go to Gehenna. If the Mechza Mechza included in that Mechza is Poshe Yisrael Begufa, then I agree that that's on there. The pasuk is referring to Beibetet Ashlishis Ba'esh, and there's no way to avoid that. But in love, what I am saying, says Beis Hillel, is that Beibetet Ashlishis Ba'esh is not a reference to everyone as a Beinani. It's a reference to a Beinani who is also a person from a Gufa. So over there, there's a Vitziraftim, and in the end, there's a taking them out from Ani Ani. But if it's not including a Poshe Yisrael Begufam, I say, says Beis Hillel, not like you, that here, Veveti Yatashalishit Ba'esh does not apply. And on the contrary, this is the Mid of Rav Chesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mate Klape Chesed. That's where David HaMelech said, Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem Es Koli. And there, even though the person is al-saf, maves and salmaves, it doesn't matter. And he furthermore said the whole daloisi v'liyashia. Dorash rabba, ma'idech siva hafti yishma Hashem. Omra k'neset Yisrael, what's the meaning of the ahafti? The ahafti is the pshat that a klal Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, imatei ani ahuva lefanecha. When is it that the love for me comes into the open? Bizman shata shomea kol tachanunoi. So that's where you hear my tachanuni. And that causes a great reaction of love. Daloti v'liyoshia means afal pishet dalani. The daloti is not a good thing. That's to say, not the way you would read a daloti, that I have made myself dal and therefore liyoshia. But rather, even though I am dal, meaning the mitzvahs, nonetheless, liyoshia, it's appropriate. Li na'aloshia, because of the darg of Yisrael. And that, it makes sense to be Moshiami. And when we spoke about these Poshe Yisro Begufa, we never explained what that means. What exactly is a Poshe Yisro Begufa? My new. Omar Rav, it's a karkafta to lo manach tefillin. It's a head that never put tefillin on. That's the way the riff in the Rambam learned. Others learn it doesn't mean never, but that's basically the riff in the Rambam is good, I think, to be saying about. And what's the meaning of Poshe Umasayilam Begufa? Omar Rav Ba'avera, that's referring to sexual sins. Always Avera means some getter of Arayas. So, I mean, the pillow here is why would we be Mechalik? If I should throw up the gufa, you think it means tefillin? Are you okay, Sabachash?
Yes.
Is your eye bothering you today?
No, just I'm trying to shade the light.
Yeah, it's horrible. So what do we do?
No problem. Everything is under control.
Yes?
Top of the mountain?
So it's a pella. You wouldn't think that Persia Yisrael begufam should refer to tefillin. I mean, tefillin is begufam. Gufam sounds like something very bodily. Why would we call it begufam? It's a fantastic maral. The maral is masbir. That's the whole point of tefillin. That tefillin touches the element of Yisrael that is nageya, in that their very body is mechuvah to reach dargas of awareness that are not normally part of the human body. The human body, we would say, some the gufa means he acts like an animal. That's actually, that makes sense. But Pesach Yisrael, the gufa for Yisrael, the whole nature of the super development, the superhuman development in which the physical body creates a brain, which is neta, to being able to be masik and be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what's miyuchad about the guf of Yisrael. So why would we go, Peshe Yisrael begufa? What does it have to do with Yisrael? If it would be a rayas, it might as well be a goy. What does it have to do with being a Yisrael? Beautiful deed. So therefore, Peshe Yisrael begufa has to be that which is miyuchad in a guf of Yisrael. I don't know, you look at the guf of Yisrael, looks like any other body. Oh, no, because you don't see the brain of the Yisrael. The very guf, that's why it's kafta, the skull, doesn't put on top of the brain. It has this additional development of Yisroel that allows it, allows this level of awareness that's filling off for him. Because mancha filling bereisha, yarevi yarishamayim, something around Ram's lashon. That's the dafka Yisroel. And this has got to be a pshat, says the Maharal. It looks like a dochek, but he says, if you see it, that's the whole point. That it's that which is miyuchad in the group of Yisroel, because that's why we're being miyuchad here, as opposed to Parashir Mazoyalim. It's not philosophy, it's not just esoteria. What other pshat could you say about the Gemara? It says, pshat roi mahod. The ladies. A beautiful shot.
Women in Ashaya.
Who said?
Nothing
on? What do you mean? I mean, because it's being up in Shea, it's not called up in Shea. That's it, rude. But there's nothing on me. That we're women who wear tefillin. Tosus, by the way, says that if the reason for not wearing tefillin is the Ashash, Duma, then of course it's not included. That's the Peshe, it's all good. It's not. Stam karkafta the lomonach tefillin. It's karkafta lomonach tefillin because it's mevazim. But somebody mentioned to you that there were many dairies when nobody wore tefillin because they didn't know they were in the dark of the tefillin and so on. So that's not what it's referring to, says the Tosus. Yeah, continues the Gemara. So we've now explained what's the meaning of Peshin Begufa. Vishenato Kititam Be'eretz Chayim, what is that? We said people who spread their fear across the land. Sometimes you have leaders that like to lord it over the tzivu. It's not the Shem Shamayim that they need to do this in order to be Mesak in the tzivu. Such a person is included in the same category. Omar, reviewed Amarav, Kok Parnas, Amatile people are afraid of him. He will not be zecha to see a child who's a chacham. Then we said, or we some have figures here on my mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns the weight of the scales towards chesed. How does he do that? I mean, you can't arbitrarily say, well, I ignore the scale. How does it work? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kofsho. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Oh, he does. He pushes down surreptitiously over there.
On the scale.
Puts his thumb on the good side of the scale." And that way, the Avinais end up being lighter. So that's a rationale. So that's for Kovsha Kepshuto, to be Kovesh Avonos, you know. Yerbosh Avonos is to be Kovesh the Avin, not to be Kovesh El on the other side. That's a little bit strange, been around the back way to talk about being Kovesh the Avin. Kovesh Avin means the way we say, when you say this Pasuk for Tasha. So Kovesh is to put the Avin in a place where it doesn't make any ration. Yerbosh Avonos is that Bim Tzulos Yom, Golchatos, so not together, Yerbosh Avonos. Yeah, but Rashi Pshat's famous Pshat is Kevesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes down on the Tzadzikos. So that's the Pshat. Yashuv Yerachamim Yichbosh Avanotenu, which according to Rashi would mean Yichbosh through being Machuria the Yovan Al Yedei Tzchus. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanin Omer, no say. Now, actually, he lifts up, puts his thumb under the part of the Avayin to make the Avayin lighter. And there's two very different ways of looking at this Hanhaga. Is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into consideration all of the issues that brought about the Aveira and makes it lighter? Or is it that he sees the Gevaldik Eschus and focuses on what a tremendous thing a mitzvah is to be done under those circumstances and therefore makes it heavier? Two different ways of being noyeh. Shenemar no se avon the over al pesha. See that the nesias avon is the way in which it's done. Turn into Rabbi Shmuel. Ma'avir rishon rishon. The way that this works is through ma'avir rishon rishon. V'kheni amida. That's what it means. It says ma'avir rishon rishon. That's the meaning of the mida of the year. And how does that work? It means, in other words, that the first avon that is there, he doesn't put into the fire. Second avon is there, he doesn't put into the fire. So on. So Omar Rava. But let's understand what that means. I mean, the avon atzmo ino nimchat. He puts it to the side. Then we take a look. If there's still roiv avon, he puts it back in. But if there's not roiv avon, okay. So now the next avon also set aside, and so on. So in other words, as the Rambam says, in the end, all of the avonos are mitbata. But if you're still stuck with roiv avonos anyway, so then every avon counts. You don't get this. Yeah. If there's going to be rov avin, so then already it comes back in. Omar Rava, kol ma'avir amidosav ma'avir la'akol p'sha'av. You think it's hopeless? Never hopeless. All you have to do is to be included in a person who's not ma'avir on other people. So you'd like to get something your way. You don't get it your way, so you don't get upset. You're ma'avir amidosav. If you are ma'avir amidosav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same thing for you.
Why is Paul Midos ma'avir amidos? How could thing that he work if he turns around his made up? Let's say he's a person who never is.
No, so then you're not going to because he can't.
Somebody who works on it. That's his
Mida and his Mavi. I feel angry, but I'm not going to be angry. I'm upset with this guy. I like that. And I drop it. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mavi. I'll go pshah. Shinyamar no se avon va vera pesha. Let me no se avon. Let me show vera pesha. The guy has it the opposite direction, by the way. Let me over. He says, let me no se avon. Let me show. No, take me. He has lemi over al pesha lemitchin asay avon. Ravuni brother of Yeshua Cholash. He got very sick, and Rav Papa came to see how he was doing. All Rav Papa lived there. Rav Papa saw the situation was very bad, and he felt that he doesn't have a chance. So he walked out of the room. He tells the family, "Tzvi Avdasa, pack your suitcases. I mean, this guy's dying. Make sure he gets this. Ready. Should prepare a little vial. The Soviet back in the end, he gets well." Papa was pretty embarrassed. Avimarsi, Rav Papa lemechazi, Rav Papa. He was already preparing the aspirin. This guy's
coming.
Yeah, greatly exaggerated. So some, because of that, some don't have the gears on my lay, because the whole point is he didn't want to see him. So some have. So Omru lo, people around, they asked him, that had nothing to do with it, and his papa wasn't there. Some don't have this piece at all. And they just start from Omar lay, that he told his papa, you shouldn't be embarrassed. And that in Achi Havi, it's true, I was supposed to die, but I had a vision. Some ask him, what vision did you see? The Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malach, that Hova lo Bukim the Mile, look, this is a guy who's never makpid to get things his way. So lo takum uvade, don't be some adakik on him and let him off. Shema no se avon over al pesha. Lemi no se avon, lemi sho over al pesha. Unfortunately, the pasuk continues. To say l'sheirit nachalato. You know the English expression, but there's a catch to it. There's a catch to it. It comes from the Gemara. In Hebrew, the word is there's a coats of an asher. But it's the same meaning, the coats, there's because the coats, you choke on the coats, and it looks good, you know. So it says aliyah, the coats bar. This is a great fat tail of a geschmack, a piece of meat. The problem is, so it looks like you can get rid of all your avenues. But you'll notice that this is only on aga l'sheirit nachalato. Sheirit nachalato means a lot. Only to the leftovers. What's got an arm? Leftovers. Somebody who makes himself into nothing So if he's on that dog already, then he's Madramidagakarishbarthu. But if it's just part of a particular thing, he in general basically is a stuck-up guy. But he sure likes this idea of overall pressure. So, okay, so he works on his mita, he's not doing that. That's not going to happen. Unfortunately, there's a catch.
It seems like the same mita, same aspect of yellow. The one who's I'll tell you something.
You want to see a mamish mimidika example?
Of one but not the other?
Of one but not the other. Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin, I'm sure you know, Ben Franklin was the one who popularized the idea of the cheshbon hamita. Matter of fact, the book, there's a book, someone put out a book, cheshbon nefesh, which was taken from Ben Franklin. Everybody thinks it's from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, but it's in his autobiography. So over there, he set out 13 midas that he's going to do. And every week, he had a notebook, he kept a list of all of the midas, but one mita per week, he made that the mita that he would work on, the misakin the mita. And this way, he was misakin all of his midas, and he became very successful because of that. He held that midas for the mita. He took psukim so seriously. Psukim. He says, when he was a kid, his father used to wake him up and tell him to get out of bed early. And he would say, Chazisa ish mahir b'malachtei lifnei melachim yisyatzev bar yisyatzev lifnei paliyah. That's what he would say over to him. You want to be a mahir b'malachtei, efficient guy, lifnei melachim yisyatzev. He says, I want you to know, because of that pasuk, I was misyatzev in front of three melachim. He was sent as an emissary to France, and he got the third one. And the pasuk says, lifnei melachim yisyatzev. Kachave, I made it. Unbelievable. Anyway, so listen to this. He writes in his autobiography, he says, the truth is, originally I only had 12 meters that I worked on. So he was misyatzev. And he said, then some guy was kind enough to tell me that generally people look at me as a big arrogant bastard with all my penis. So I decided maybe I should also work on Anava. It never occurred to him that maybe one of the chashuv of me that is Anava. No, that's nothing. Because after all, that's between me and myself. So Mamel, I included Anava now in my 13 meters. So here was a guy who had been misakin all of his meters. He was Mavra, Midesa, Nerada, Fine, nicest guy in the world, but arrogant as could be. He's the guy that's misakin Midesa. It's unbelievable. It's such a lesson, especially in Afghanina between Ben Yisrael and Anakim. It's a different world. You can't even imagine.
I don't think that, look, it's all over the
space. What happened?
Our president doesn't know who Benjamin Franklin was.
So oh, it's a Peak Buddha's right-hand man.
Actually, you know him very well. You know him very well.
You're wearing his bifocals.
Show him an American dollar. An American bill.
And the lightning rod. No, you've got his lightning rod.
He's on the 100. He's not the only one who's up right now.
So that's the old poet saying, I used to be arrogant, now I'm perfect.
that's a good point.
Truly. Because we're wrong once, we were mistaken.
That's the point. Yeah. Well, that's all right. We know. Ravuna wrote. Ravuna points out a contradiction of the psukim. It says tzaddik Hashem b'chol drachav, and then it says chassid b'chol manan. Make up your mind. If you're a tzaddik, then you're not a chassid. And tzaddik means you're makbid on the shuras adin. A chassid is yirat finim shuras adin. How can be both? Pshat is b'tchila tzaddik. First, the Kadosh Baruch Hu defines what is emes apim b'nas adin. Then he sees, if I do that, then it's going to be a disaster. So the b'sof chassid in the end is nichdas lifnim shuras adin. Rabbi Elazar, Rami, Ksiv l'cha Hashem chesed. And then it goes on to say, Ki atat t'shalem l'ish k'maaseyu. What's the chesed? Ki atat t'shalem l'ish k'maaseyu? El, the pshat is, v'tchila, Ki atat t'shalem l'ish k'maaseyu. But l'maisa, l'cha Hashem chesed. Because when it comes to actually bringing it out, so your anhug is always chesed. So after defining what it is, and then that's a tremendous chesed that you do, is not to bring that up. Ilfi, subsets Ilfa, also points out a contradiction. It says, v'rav chesed, then it says, v'emet. Make up your mind. I mean, it's a rav chesed, you can't be truthful. If you're truthful, then you got to cut through to the bone. There too, the pshat is, v'tchila v'emet. So in other words, the meaning of the way Tosfos understands it is L'cha Hashem Chesed Epshat. You have the Chesed to be Nichlas of Lim Yishuras Adin when you see what the results would be of Ki'atat Tishalem Leish. And so, that thing over here? So that's why it's in that order. Pashtus, the order is reversed. You say, B'tchil of the Sof. Over here, this is the way you act, having seen what the results would be if.
This is a little hard to see.
Isn't that practicing because of
Yiran
instead of because of
Ahava? I mean,
you're worried about
this. You're not referring to this Gemara. Okay. V'ra'v chesed, v'yavar Hashem al panav v'yikra. What does it mean, v'yavar Hashem al panav? We never said this on our own, but what are you supposed to do? That's the whole point. V'yavar Hashem. Hashem Abanam is that Malamich and Tatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tishliach Tzibur. V'erel Alamoshe, say the tefillah. Let's, I'm going to show you a video. Are you ready, Maish? Okay, this is how you're supposed to daven, all right? Let me demonstrate. Then you'll get results. Amar Kozman Shisrael Chotim. That's Rav Yavon. We'll do an audio video show here. So Kozman Shisrael Chotim. Yasul Afanai Kisidra Hazeh. V'ani Mocher Lehem. I'm telling you right now. This is the way to behave. We'll take care of it. Then it says Hashem Hashem. Why does it repeat the name Hashem twice? Ani Ukodem Shechta Adam. V'ani Uleyaka Shechta Adam Yasa Tshuva. Shouldn't think that having done Tshuva now, you're no longer going to be zochet to my primary rachamim. It's not true. It's the same anogas rachamim. If you didn't chayte at all, or if you were chayte because of a tshuva, you will not see in me residual anger at your chatoim. You will be zochet to the same rachamim. There's a famous machlokas about the nature of the shemes. Rabbi Natam says over here that therefore the Hashem Hashem indeed are two different midas. One has to go into effect before chayte, one is after chayte, but it's not one mida. Whereas the Rabbi Nissim over here brings it on that child because there's a psik between the two shemes, which means that the first shem is not included in the Hashem. So rather it means Vayomer Hashem. Hashem said Hashem Kerachu V'Chanun. So therefore you can't read it as one of the midas. Therefore the Yud Gimel midas, according to the second pshat, according to the Ran here, is going to be splitting the Alafim from the. We learn it all. La Alafim is Pardot Sechesed. Alafim is one mida. If you learn it as two midas. Here it's Nitzer Chesed, and Lalafim is a special midah to tell me that 500 times greater is Anogas Arachabim than Purim Yud, because over there it says only Ad Reveim, 500 times more. Fine, okay. Here's where that machlokas occurs. So, Keil Rachum Vechanun, Omre, Yudah, Buris, Kirusa, Yudgim Amida She'enan, Chosot Rekha. Know that this Anoga, even Tachanunim, which means it's a Matnas Chinam, but a person really isn't roy to what he's asking. But this is a guarantee, and he's saying you say over these midas. Some say it doesn't mean you say over them, but you act out them. That you should learn from midas Hashem. So if you go over these Yud Gimel midas, that it cannot be that it doesn't make an impact. Shemar inei anochi korei brit. What's korei brit? Is an absolute guarantee. Om Rav Yochanan Gedola Tshuva Shemikarat Gizara Dino Shel Adam. Tshuva is so great that it actually is korea the gizara din even la'ak gizara din. I'm going to ask a lot of questions on this. Up until now, we were saying there's an akamina between Tenim and Demachim. Shenemar, because we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you have to be Hashmein. I mean, there's different ways of understanding it. There's someone that is telling Yishayo, I don't want it to be Chayz of Yitzhak. And therefore, Hashmein Leiva Amazev Ozavach Bey, Bein Vashar, Ben Yerebe Inav. So it's according to this Pshat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Menei Ameyam Teshuv, as the Rambam explains. Sometimes a person's chet is so great that part of the Puronius is that he shouldn't be Zerk to do Teshuvah, and he should be Perea Yitzchayt on the Chet. According to that, he's telling the Novi as Anhaga, we're going to make them so thick-hearted and thick-brained that they're not going to be able to pen your Rebbe enough. They're not going to be able to see. Because not going to be able to hear. And that would be terrible because then Livavoyavim v'shavar afalo. Then they would understand what to do. And then they would do tshuva, and then that would be the end of it. I couldn't get back at them. So you see from here, even though it was exarted, it's still v'shavar afalo. Others learn that there's a description of the Yetzer Hara, that the Satan is terrified. Hey, Zmir, what are we going to do? These guys could do tshuva in any minute, then I'm finished. You know, we better redouble our efforts to be Hashmein Levant. But you see from here that v'shavar afalo is even after exarted. Omer Pablo by who answered? Who said v'shavar afalo is after exarted? You know, if they exarted, how do you know there already was exarted? Omer Le, because this is v'rafa. It's not v'rafa. V'rafa is the child. You're already sick. So that's the Ezu Gavur Shitzak Rafua. Have you Omer Zegamardin? Otherwise, you would say v'hitziu, not v'rafa. So that means that it's already in motion. It's already done. Now you need a refuah. Esther Gemara. How can you say that Tshuva is going to be Korea a Gzar Din? It says, Ashav Ben HaTayim, somebody who does Tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, so then Mochalim Lo, and he could be Zohar to be Zifrei Chai. Lo Shav Ben HaTayim. But if he doesn't do Tshuva, then if afterwards he wants to now, by few AV call Elay Nivayot Shabalam, he does Tshuva after Yom HaKippurim. And he brings with it every last beautiful animal in Nivayot, but best animal. He brings in his carbonus and it ain't going to do him any good. I thought you said that if he does tshuva, it's bekarat zardina shalad, huh? Says the Gemara, Kasha b'yochid b'tzibur. You can be koreh gzardin at any time, but only as a tzibur. That's not true either. It says, so what does that mean? That there's constantly an element of din, because that's a naive all the time. Itim l'tova, itim l'ra. Sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a bad thing. For instance, itim l'tova, where's it a good thing? Let's say that they had rov avinus on Rosh Hashanah. Because of that, paskulam nishamim muatim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, not going to be much rain this year for those no good things. So and then they do the teshuvah. So now it's the middle of the rainy season. What am I? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what am I going to do? Lo sif alayim yefshar. Can't add any rain. Shekvar nigzra gzera. We already have a gzera. But it's so good. They did teshuvah. Ah, great idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu moridam bizmanam alat hatzricha alayim. Hakol lefi haaretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the rain like drip irrigation. Get a lot of mileage out of a little bit of rain. If it's very pinpointed, it's okay. And itim l'ra'aketz. How is it that this hanoga v'ini Hashem l'kecha could be a bad thing? In the opposite case, Harishay Yisrael tzadikim gemurim b'Rosh Hashanah. Okay, these guys deserve a lot of rain this year. Suppose Kalim Shemim Rubi. The Sof Chazur Bem. Here they did Sheila Chazer b'Sheila. Silashim Chazor Chazur Bem. So Liv Chaz Bem Yevshar. I can't take away the rain. I already promised them the rain. Ah, but you can do a lot of damage with the brain also. So according to this, if you're saying that if they did shuvah, it says they did shuvah later on in the year. So why are you telling me you can't add rain? Instead, we need to find an eitzah for drip irrigation. Add rain to meet a teva. You said you could be korea the din. It's at least on the tzad l'teva. I mean, likrei l'gzar dinai. According to you, you should be able to be korea l'gzar din. V'lo siflu. Why is he saying, no, can't add any rain. Too bad. What do we do? Add. No, that's true. It doesn't mean you can't. Things were reluctant to change things that day if we have another way. So shiny out them to Efshar Ba'achim. This is an easier way. Going in there, tearing up the Gzardin. I mean, it's not so fortunate. The Gzardin is written on great thick paper. I mean, to tear it up is not the easiest thing. So because of that, if we have an alternative, we take the alternative. Tashma. Your day hayam ba'oniyot osei melacha b'mayim ravim heima ra'uma asei Hashem. Oh, these guys, they saw it. Niflot tav mitzula. Yeah, we have the whole discussion, this sarat, or and finally, we go through this again and again, every different sorrow that happens to these people. They cry out to Hashem, and He saves them. Those who daven minutes on Erev Shabbos are familiar with this capital. So, you'll notice, of course you won't, because it isn't there, but, says the Gemara, that nonetheless, the Pasuk over here, between each Pasuk, you'll find a nun, which is not there. Why is it not there? It's not there because we pass it in the end, like who holds that Shuvah can be Korea exactly, even when you offer it for the disappearance. But not a Libra of Yitzchak. There used to be Samania. So what's the meaning of the Samania? Between each Pasuk. No. Unless you don't know the Reb Yitzchak, then they appear. It's different.
Rabbi saying that it's a Salahim, not a Salahim. Right? Rabbi saying that it's a Salahim, he made for them, not a Salahim.
Correct. That's okay. What Rabbi is saying. Ka'achim v'rakim shebatorah v'omar lecha tzaku kodem gzardin nenis. We're laughing because I didn't ain't on nenis. So what did the Samanias mean? The Samanias mean like an ach v'rak, they're mute. Meaning don't take this kipshutek because it only applies in certain circumstances. And therefore, you should know what is the ach v'rak over here to tell me that, yes, yitzaku al Hashem b'tzar lahem, but only if it was l'fnei gzardin. But l'ach gzardin, it's not going to help. Why is that? You have all of these people that they're on the Titanic. There's 3,000 people dominating a Gevaldik at Seabor. So even if it's Liachar Gzardin, they should be able to be mats of the boat. Answer the Gemara, amazing terrace. Ani nami ki yechidim. They have a din of yechidim, they don't have a din of a rabbin. It's a pella. Because Bepashtus, you'd say the din of a rabbin is defined by we're all in the same boat. Vamsh classic. We're all in the same boat. We all need the same atzol. And so on and so on. So other rabbin, ain't like a rabbin, God only said they should be considered. If anything happens to the boat, then they're all dead. It's the classic description of spaceship Earth with somebody drilling a hole in the skin. Right? It's amazing. This is not an answer. I mean, I always said this description type because the din of tefillah b'tzibur. It's unbelievable. What is a tzibur? If you walk into a shkibur, are you yet to tefillah b'tzibur?
Because you don't care about what's happening.
You care less about the other guy. If it's a tzibur where the people know each other and they have some connection to each other and so on, fine. It's time you walk into a tzibur. Call it a tzibur. You don't know anybody. It's about people happen to be on the same flight. They don't know anybody. party, they're all going to London, so they're all on the same flight. That creates a Tibur. This is the Admonizer. That's the point over here. Each one over here has no interest in the other guy. They're interested in saving them their own skin. Mashenkin, it's Tibur. It's Tibur. It has something in common. That's considered to be a Tibur. The implications of Tibur and Tibur are unbelievable. It has to be a Tibur. Okay, there's other approaches. The Shemi Shmuel brings that in the name of his father, the Admonizer. But Amish makes so much sense. There's other pshatim that has to do with the Tibur upon whom the Gzera was made. In other words, you would have thought that the Gzera was made on the boat to say, Ashwan, I need a kidding. No, no, no. Over here, each person had a separate Gzera's Misa. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it easy on himself, so to speak, brought them all to the same place so we could sink the ship. You know? But all the people that were on that flight were supposed to die, so they all came to take that flight. But it doesn't mean there's a Gzera on the flight. So therefore, it's not designed within the Tzibur, because they're only being misspelled, each one on their particular din and not on the din of the Tzibur. That's the way the Rishayim works. Yeah, it's a completely different meaning.
An interesting mindset. There was a number of people died from cancer in Iraq. And so they made the shekel is there. It was is together of Dever, is there something that the Tzibur was much more than the norm. Yeah. They found that no, the community in Iraq was so special, the people who discovered their terminal cancer moved to Iraq so that they would get a chibur to the Gehila, and La'achar Misasa, they would be chizik from the Gehila.
Wow, really? I have to speak nicer about Iraq.
What are you doing?
No. Yeah, you're going there to help people. Good. Tashma. Shala Bluria Hagioret. Something on Leon. Ksiv Betoratchem. Something like the Toratchem. If she's a Gioret, she wouldn't be making sense by Toratchem. So the word Toratchem in Achinami does not appear in the Shiltais, the Medrashes on this. Ksiv Betor. Asher lo Yisapani. On the other hand, it says Yisa Hashem Panavela. So does Akkadosh Baruch Hu, as you know, you said, Ponim or not? Obviously, the Pashtus of the Bosse Histosis works out. It's lo Yisapani, it's the Pshad. And even a person, it's a very caution of a person, Akkadosh Baruch Hu is not, doesn't pay attention to his Ponim. Good deal. That's the Pnei Odom. Hashem came over there. The Yisa Hashem Ponav is talking about the Shechina's Ponim and the Pashtus. There's no real connection between these two Mamorim at all. But you're dealing with the Giyaris and so on. Yeah, there's Muslim. So, Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin said, listen, let me talk. You see from here that it's like a very important thing. That if a Geras has a problem, normally, I mean, we find it in the Gemara, you know, okay, you know, let her shop the old lady, you know. She's screaming over there, what are you doing? This is the way you treat a woman whose grandfather had 318 avodim. Yeah, the old lady, she likes to shop. But talking about a Geras as a question, the Gdele Yailam have to go and deal with the question the way that she can. It's a Nitpala, Rabbi Yossi, it's also a Nitpala. You feel like you have to become Tvela to something.
It's even a Kohen, he ain't able to get, you know,
no. Okay. Oh, Marlaim Sholach on Mashal. I'll give you a mashal. Lama Dabar Domeh. No Shebechaveiro Monim. Say a guy, he owes his friend $1,000, right? So now he takes it to court, takes him in front of the king, Kabbal Ozman Bifnei HaMelech, and he swears in front of the Melech, B'chai Melech, that I'm going to pay up by this and this time. Okay, so they let him go now for 6 months. He can go and he can pay up. Comes the time, he doesn't pay up. He has Mangalok Paro. Okay, so now this guy's really worried. He comes to the Melech, and he says, listen, I tried. I'm so sorry. I really meant a lot to me that I said your name and so on. Anyway, so the Melech says to him, okay, El Boni Machulach Melech. Okay, I don't care. But, I mean, it wasn't only me. Me, I was the one who's backing up. Well, you owed your friend. You have to go. Lechu Fayeh. Go take care of your friend. What are you talking to me for? So now, here to Achanami. Where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is he ready to be Yisa Hashem Panav? That's Kanba Averot Shemen Adal HaMakom. But where is he? Say, Lo Yisa Panim. How can I be Michael for the other guy? Asher Lo Yisa Panim is the pshat. You owe money to him. You have to deal with him. You heard his feelings. You have to deal with him. Don't come to me. Kanba Averot Shemen Adal HaKadosh. Anyway, this is the way that he tried to explain it. Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva came along and said, there's no kasha bechlal. It's not the difference between Ben Adal HaMakom and Adal HaKadosh. It's Kan Kedem Zad. That there's an afkamina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noisy upon him. You go ahead and you're mispalal, you give tzedakah, you do tshuva, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noisy upon him. But asher lo yisa upon him is the yachar gzadin. So here we see Rabbi Akiva disagrees now with the whole mimer that we said before, got a lot of tshuva. This is a kasha now from Rabbi Akiva. He answers the Gemara, achinami, b'yochid. Well, I have to say, it's also talking about a yochid lo yisa upon him, but a tzibur, as we answered before. A tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be noisy upon him. If they do tshuva, even liachar Yom Kippurim, it's on all of the terutzim that we had. is an afternoon, it'd be pretty often that seems. So far, if we would peek in the tail end, we would see those samonias in the between the psukia. But when we get later on to tomorrow's sugya, tomorrow's sugya, there we shall see that it is written in Baskin.
And also that the Chanukah is the
אבל המינים והמויסרים והביקורסים שכופר בפטרים שכופר כסמייסים שפישו בדרך מציבור ושנתנו חיתתם בארץ חיים ושחתו והכתיב את הרבית גבירו ובנבות וחבריו יורדים לגיהנם ונידונים בו לדורי דורות שם אבי הצוברו בפקרי אנשים הפושעים בי כי תודעתם לא תמות גיהנם קלה והם אינם קלים שם אבי צורם מינים וצורתם צורספיק לבעלות שאול וכל כך לא אמר ודאי שפושטו ידיים בזבול שרמר מזבול לו ואין זבול על הבית המקדש שרמר בנו בנית ובית זבול לו ועליה אמר מלחנה השם יחתו מריביו אומר את הצבא רב ונופניהם דומים משולי כדי רע ויאמר רב אבינו משפירי שפירי בני בחוזה ומקריין בני גאנן that's where the hell's angels come from אומר מה בזיל אומרים ורב חסד מטה כלפי חסד וקציב הבית את השפישת באש הוזו כל שישרו בגופה כל שישרו בגופה נתת שישרו עשו תקנת כי לא עשו תקנת ברוב הבינאי סוח המחצה הבינאי מחצה זכויות אין איפונם יעבוד פה שישרו בגופה so over there there's no way to avoid the הבית את השפישת באש but they're still they're going to be Yotzei But in love, and they're just paying him without for she's all a good from, then I'm playing Rabka's club because Aleem Amra, David Abti Yishma Hashem, etc., etc. Torah Shalom. My Dichtiva Abti Yishma Hashem, Amra Knesset Yisrael, Kneh Kodosh Baruch Hu, Ribona Shel Olam. Ima Tayani Ahuva Lefanecha, Bizman Shata Shomea Kol Tach Anonoi, Daloti Vele Yoshia, Apa Pisha Dala Ani Min HaMitzvot, Lina Ala Hashia. I remember the other gears is Lecha Ani, Velina Ala Hashia. Poshi Yisrael Begufa Manyu, אמר רב קרקפתם למנת תפילים פושיר מוטולן לגוף המאו אמר רב דאבי רב ושנודו חיתיתם בארץ חיים אמר רב חיסט זה פרנס המתיר לי מה יתרה לציבור שאול השם שמיים אמר רגיל אמר רב כל פרנס המתיר לי מה יתרה לציבור שאול השם שמיים אינו רואה בן תמיד חכם שנמר לכן יראו אנשים לא יראה כל כך מלב ותלל אמר רב חסד מה אתה כלפי חסד איך רבי רבי אליעזר אומר כובשו, שאמר ישוב ירחבנו יכבוש עוונותינו. רבי אליעזר ורבי חנין אומר נושא, שנאמר נושא עוון ועובר על פשע. תנא דברי בשור מעביר ראשון ראשון וכן היא עמידה. Some say, by the way, "V'cheni amidas." That's what's appropriate for Melach. That's how Melach does it. He can't show himself in the market and everybody. Amar Rab, V'avon atzmo ino nimcha. דייקה רובה ואינס דמתרות בקנינס בשכה שבאתי. אמר רב הכל המעברה מדי סמאבי ענו הכובשב שנאמר נושא אבון ועובר על הפשע. למי נושא אבון? למי שעובר על פשע. ורמבר רביעו לחולש. אור רב פופלו שילה וחצי לחולש לאלמה. אומר לו צווית אולי זבדתה. לסוף איתפחה ומכסף לפופלו למחזיה. אמר לו, מה חזית? אמר לו, אין אחי אבי. ואמר לו, הקדוש ברוך הוא אוהב אלו בוקים במילאי, לא תקומו בעדי, שמה נוסי אבון ועובר על פשע. למי נוסי אבון למי שעובר על פשע? לשארית נחלתו, אמר רבך הברכנין, it sounded great, but it's actually עליה וקוצפה. לשארית נחלתו, לא לכל נחלתו, למי שמייסי בעצמו כשיראי. רבונה רבי כסיף צדיק אשר בכל דורך וכסיף חסיד בכל מעשה בתחילה צדיק לצוף חסיד רבו זה רומי כתיב לך השם חסד כתיבי אתה תשלם ניש כמעשה בתחילה אתה תשלם ניש מעשה לסוף ידרי השני אוכל לזכאים לך השם חסד אילפי יוסף זה אילפו רומי כתיב רב חסד כתיבי אמת בתחילה באמת לסוף רב חסד ויעבור השם על פנו ויקרא רבי יוחנן עלי מקרא כתוב אי אפשר לא אומרו מלמד שנתעתב הקדוש ברוך הוא כשליח ציבור וראה לו למשה סדר תפילה אומר לו כל זמן שישראל חוטאים יעשו לפני כסדר הזה ואני מוחה להם השם השם אני הוא קודם שחטא האדם ואני הוא הלך שחטא ויעשה תשובה כל רחום וחנון אומר רבי יהודה ברית קלוטה ל-13 מידות שאינן חוזרות רקב שם עיני אנופי קורית ברית
אומר רבי יוחנן גדול התשובה שמקראת גזר דינו של אדם שנאמר שמן לבד העם הזה ועוזב אחבי ועיניו הרשע פן ירא בעיניו ועוזב ישמע ולבבו יבין ושובר אוף עלו אומר לרפת לבי how do you know that's talking about לאחר גזר דין ורוף עלו כתיב איזה עוד דבר שצריך רפואה ומזג מה דין מזה עכשיו בינתיים between your השן היום כי במוחלים לו לא עכשיו בינתיים ולא הביא כל אלי נבויות שבעולם אין מוחלים לו apparently because it's like a bardin לא קשה ביחירה בציבור מייסה הנה השן לקרב הייתים לטובה הייתים לרעה הייתים לטובה כיצר יש לו יסור השן כמור בראשי שנה פסקן שם ומועט וצוף חזבן לא הוסיף להם מי אפשר שכבר נגזר גזירה לקרוש ברוך הוא מורידת בזמנם לארץ הצלחה להם הכל לפי הארץ הייתים לרעה כיצר הרי שאו יסו הצדיקים גמור מראש שרה פסקנו בקשם מורמור מלסף חסו ואלמד חלקים יפשר שכבר נגזר גזר לקרש פרוח מורים שלו בזבנם על אורת שאין הצריך עליהם so why לטובה מי אלי קאי לצער דיני ולא הוסיף לו שאני אתם דף שברוכי תושבה יורדי האמבוני יוטסי מלאכה במים רבים הם הרוב מעשי השם והיום רבי עמוד רוח שרה דומם גלב יחוג וינו כשיקור ויצעקו להשם בצער להם ממצוקותיהם נרשיהם יודו להשם חסדו עשה להם סמניות כי אכן ורק כשפטרה לומר לך צעקו קודם צער דין נעני צעקו לך וזה דין אין נעני לא, אחידם כי יחידים דומה תושמע, שאלה בלורית הגיורת הרב גמליאל, כתיב בתורה, אשר לא יישא פנים, וכתיב יישא השם פניו אליך. נתפלא רבי יוסי הכהן, אמר למשל לך משל. למה הדבר דומה לאדם שנושה בחבר המונן, וקבע לו זמן בפני המלך ונשפע לו בחיי המלך. הגיע הזמן לא פה, בוא לפייס את המלך. אמר לנו, כמי כמי, אלבונים מוכו לך, ותלך ופייס את חברך. החינמי, כאן בעבירות שבין אדם למקום, יישא השם. כאן בעבירות שבין אדם לחברו לא יישא פנים עד שבא רבי עקיבא ולימד כאן קודם גזר דין כך ומאחר גזר דין and so the Gemara that's all I'm referring to a יחיד